Manu Patra alerts dated the 4th of November 2019. Supreme Court has observed that if the amendment in a criminal law is beneficial to the accused persons, it could be applied with respect to earlier cases as well which are pending in the court. Delhi High Court has observed that recovery of single cartridge from a person, without the recovery of firearm along with it, would not attract liability under the Arms Act. Gujarat High Court, an important ruling, has said that it is not necessary to get electronic evidence authenticated at the time of submission in court and the same can be verified at later stage. Bombay High Court has enhanced compensation granted to kin of victims, a 10-year-old girl and her mother, who died in an accident 29 years ago after a state transport bus dashed against an oncoming tractor trolley. Bombay High Court has held that when a child is being sent abroad for higher education, concurrence of both the parents, particularly the one who is paying for it, is necessary. Delhi High Court, while clarifying the position of law on the right of the victim to file an appeal under Section 372 of the Criminal Procedure, has held that the said provision doesn't allow the victim to file an appeal for enhancement of sentence imposed on the convicted person. MP High Court has rejected the plea challenging the ban on women devotees who are Digambar Jain to perform Abhishek in respect of idol of the god Borangaja ji, a Jain Tirthankar. Delhi High Court has ordered judicial inquiry into the violence that took place at Tis Hazari complex and appointed retired High Court Judge S.P. Garg to conduct the inquiry, which has to be completed within 6 weeks. Telangana High Court has ordered Chief Secretary S.K. Joshi, TSRTC Incharge Managing Director Sunil Sharma, Principal Secretary, Finance, Ramakrishna Rao and GHMC Commissioner Lakesh Kumar to appear before it on the 7th of November to explain the RTC's revenue and losses. Punjab and Haryana High Court has passed mandatory directions to ensure that the prisons in the state function properly and that humane living conditions are provided to the cell inmates. Delhi High Court has wrapped trademarks registry for complaints being filed against the delays caused in processing the registration applications and directed that process of registration needs to be streamlined. Authority of Advance Ruling, AAR, Kerala has held that artificial body parts devices implanted in the body by means of a surgical procedure shall be classified as a composite supply which shall be exempt from GST since the principal supply is healthcare service. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, has notified jurisdiction of Jammu Commissionerate over Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and Union Territory of Ladakh,